Okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at a document here, the Association.net Strategic Opportunity Brief.
And it reads less like a sales pitch and more like, I don't know, a declaration of war on a billion-dollar industry.
It's definitely aggressive. It starts with the asset, this category-defining domain, association.net, but it's really a full execution plan.
A plan to go after the association management software market. We're talking a $2.1 billion sector here.
And the brief, it calls out the incumbents by name. Fonteva, Personify, HireLogic.
Aptify, all of them. The core argument is that they're all running on, 20-year-old technology stacks.
Which is the vulnerability.
Exactly. The brief says they're trying to, bolt on AI features, but they aren't native to it.
And at the same time, you have these completely new professions popping up. Prompt engineers, AI ethics officers.
And they have no professional home.
Yeah.
So the thesis is, why fix the old house? Just build a new one for the new economy.
So let's look at the blueprint they've laid out, this platform vision. It has five pillars.
It starts with the obvious one. Pillar one is the premium domain itself, the brand.
Then pillar two is the AI native AMS, the core operating system.
Right. Then you have the member AI assistant as the service layer.
Followed by the AI economy, so content licensing, expert networks, that kind of thing.
And finally, pillar five, the association incubator, for building these new communities from the ground up.
Okay, I want to push back a bit on pillar three, the member AI assistant. The brief calls this the key differentiator.
It does.
But I mean, it's 2026. Every software company has a chatbot. How is this a real competitive moat?
That is the critical question. And
Right.
the brief's answer is what it calls the integration advantage.
Meaning.
Well, a generic ChatGPT wrapper doesn't know who you are. It's just a public tool. This assistant is built right into the AMS kernel.
So it has access to member data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Read-write access. It knows your credentials, your transcript, your membership tier.
Give me a concrete example of what that means for a user.
So instead of a generic answer, it can say, based on your transcript, you are 2 credits short for your certification renewal. Here is a course that qualifies.
That's a level of personalization that a bolted-on system would really struggle with.
It creates stickiness,
Yeah.
but you have to look at the math.
Right. The brief projects a year three ARR target of $11 million, which, sounds great.
It does, but we have to be super clear here. Those are estimates, they're projections.
So this is not a turnkey business.
Not at all. The brief is very transparent that it's an execution play. It explicitly says this needs $1.5 to $2 million in capital,
And a dev team.
a team of 3 to 5 developers, and a 12 to 18 month runway just to get to a minimum viable product.
So you're not buying an $11 million business. You're buying the shot at building one.
If you have the cash and the team to survive that build phase, yes, it's a high risk, high reward scenario.
Okay, let's talk diligence then. If you're a private equity operator looking at this, what are you checking first?
First thing is the domain provenance. Association.net was first registered back in 1997.
And we should stress, the brief frames this as history, as brand authority. This isn't some SEO magic wand.
No, absolutely not. You're buying immediate institutional trust, not a shortcut on Google.
They also have a comps table to back up the value. They list poker.net selling for $750,000.
And mobile.net for $500,000. Those really just establish the floor for a category killer.net domain.
But the real diligence hurdle isn't the domain price.
No, it's the tech feasibility. It's where the rubber meets the road.
Can you actually build that integration advantage?
And can you do it securely? That's the billion-dollar question. The market proof is there, the demand is real, but the execution risk is too.
So the offer's on the table. You get the domain and the strategic plan, but you have to bring the work.
And the brief is clear on the next step. Request the NDA diligent package or contact Jorge Quintero directly.
It's the classic buy versus build decision, just with a much better domain name than usual.
It really is.
Which kind of leaves us with a final thought to chew on. If an AI platform can organize professionals and track their credentials and facilitate networking better than a human-run board, do we even need associations anymore?
Or does the software just become the community itself?
That's the disruption that should be keeping legacy players up at night. Fascinating stuff. We'll see you on the next deep dive.